on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by All West Fire and Security, Pure Solar, Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Prescott Dirt, Builders Wholesale, Call Tex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
My gosh, my golly, gee whiz, it is New Year's 2024, and this is the first Hammer Time show of the new year. I'm so totally excited. Listeners, you're going to be overjoyed, thrilled to death, and beyond elated when you find out who my guests are today for our first show in 2024. So I hope you all had a happy new year, a Merry Christmas. We missed you desperately. We did a replay last weekend, the best of, with Leslie Jenkins and Damon Olson of Ron James, YMCA. It was a great show, so I'm happy that you got to listen to them twice. But today's show is going to be super exciting and full of humor, full of seriousness, and full of stuff. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, I will introduce you to four big deals in the construction community. So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. As I said, we have a super show this morning. My wingman, Mr. Mike Enders, is not here. He's taking care of his wife, Patty, who had a hip replacement. And so, to make up for Mike not being here, I had to invite, I have four guys right here in the studio with me this morning. One is on the way to make up for Mike's absence. So I don't know how cool that is. But let's first introduce you to these awesome men who are with me this morning. Mr. Bill Edmonds with Renovations. Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you as well.
The landscaper extraordinaire, Mr. Mark Viteri with Manzanita Landscaping.
Happy New Year, Sandy.
Happy New Year, Mark. You've got some new duds on, a new hat, a new sweatshirt.
Yeah, and we actually did a rebrand.
I know,
last year.
New logo. Yep. You're kind of looking sharp over there.
It's about time.
I know. We have Eddie Bailey. I call him Bill Bailey, but Eddie Bailey with Northern
Arizona
Dogs, Sun Dogs.
Northern Arizona Desert Dogs.
Desert Dogs. I live in the desert. I should remember that. So, Eddie, this is his first time with us, and he's a little nervous, listeners, and he says, Sandy, what are we going to talk about? What do I say? What do I do? Eddie, just go with the flow.
You got it, Sandy.
Okay, it's going to be fun. Don't be grumpy.
Oh, I'm not grumpy.
Okay. And last but not least, but one of the most charming individuals on the face of the earth, Mr. Jeff Falls with Haley Construction.
That is me.
That is you. Thank you, Jeff, for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Okay, you guys, let's talk about New Year's first. Bill, did you stay up till midnight?
I did stay up till midnight, yes.
Did you just sit there? Did you do?
No, we were watching movies and just kind of hanging out on the couch and, you know, paused just long enough to yell out Happy New Year, a little champagne.
And then you went to bed.
No, I finished my movie first.
Oh.
And then I went to bed.
Okay, awesome. So, Eddie, what did you do?
Stayed up with the kids. We lit off a bunch of fireworks in the front yard and stayed up till midnight. No drinking in our house, so we just basically sat around, had fun, played board games.
Perfect.
Scattergory and stuff like that.
Good job. Mr. Jeff Falls?
I stayed up till the crack of 8:30 and was fast asleep by 9.
Wow. Why? Is that because of old age or what?
It's definitely because of old age. You wouldn't know about that, would you?
Absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
We have to keep going and doing what we do. So, Mark, what did you do for Thanksgiving,
New
Year's?
We were going to go down for the boot drop at 10, but yeah. We didn't even make it to that.
You didn't make it?
Yeah, we just had kind of a quiet night. It was awesome.
So did you stay up to midnight?
No.
Oh, did you go to bed after Jeff or before Jeff?
A little bit after. You know, it's an age thing.
So, listeners, my last awesome guest to arrive into the studio with us this morning is Mr. Steve Blair, owner of Blind Brothers, Arizona Blind Brothers, the oldest, right. The originals, the best ever. So did you stay up till midnight?
No.
What time did you go to bed?
8.
Oh.
New winner.
Yeah.
And then I woke myself up at midnight to watch it on my phone.
Yeah. And then you just went back to bed.
That's right.
Okay. Well,
how boring am I?
Okay. So we're going to talk about stuff. So, Bill, here's what we need to talk about. This is going to be good, listeners. What are your New Year's resolutions from the construction industry? I can hardly wait to hear these.
Mm.
Okay, Bill.
That's a good question.
What is it? What are they? How many do you have?
Well, we have the same ones we've had for years. We haven't really changed an awful lot.
Stay afloat.
Yes. We just, you know, it's still the, you know, take care of your clients and give them the best service they possibly can. And, you know, support everybody that's around us. That's probably not going to change at all as far as...
So do you do any of those personal resolutions? Not eat, not drink, exercise, do the treadmill, walk 10 miles a day?
I don't do that, no. I think I'm a believer that if a person wants to change, they don't need to...
Have a resolution.
Have a resolution one time a year to make it known.
Okay, so, good point.
Yeah.
Mark?
And I would agree, I wouldn't call it a resolution, but a few goals that we're trying to do this year. Of course, we'd love to all have our profits up a little bit, right? It's been a little hard the last few years.
Yep.
Raising prices. Continue to develop our leadership team.
Perfect.
Those are a couple of our goals for 2024.
So how do you do that? With classes and education or?
We are starting this month with a book. It's called Winning with Accountability. And we're having the whole leadership team read that. 2 chapters a week. We'll wrap it up by the end of January. And then we'll review it each Friday, the first 2 chapters.
Oh,
so we're
going to
start
that
with
idea.
That because it really dials in how we should be talking, scheduling, and just being specific about things.
Perfect. So that could be effective for any industry.
That is correct.
Perfect. Good job. Okay, Eddie, what about you and your resolutions?
Mainly all my resolutions are all work-based this year. I don't make any personal ones myself. Simple fact is I don't like setting myself up for failure, like, you know, lose 10 pounds, lose 20 pounds. But mainly we're just trying to always figure out the solutions for the problems. And in our industry, problems come up more often than regular on quite pretty much a daily
basis. So why do you think that is? Because I'm seeing that as well.
A lot of times it's either someone nitpicking a job that you're on or just supply and demand or simply put, good help's hard to find.
So let's not call them problems. Maybe challenges occur every day.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Opportunities.
You're right, Mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeff, what is your resolution, my friend?
There's no resolutions, but...
you are who you are.
Yeah. And there are some big changes coming to Haley Construction in 2024. So not going to announce those yet, but some big changes happening. So we've hired some executive-level people and... We've got some big things planned. So.
Good. I mean, that's you know, Haley's been in our community for eons and eons and eons, and we
since
appreciate.
Since 1960.
I know.
Yeah.
All these generations of family. So, thank goodness and kudos to you and the Haley team.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Blair, resolutions?
Not really. Just
why?
I just try to do what we've been trying to do, which is very difficult in the industry. Doesn't matter whether you're building or landscape or what you do. And that is making the customer understand what you're saying to them, they get it. Because so often in our world, we explain to them what they're going to get, and then they'll figure out that that's not what they really heard. So you have to repeat, 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 make them sign the contract. They sign the contract. You understand what you signed? Yes, we do. Ultimately, when you go to install or do whatever you're doing, they'll question what they were sold. And it's really difficult, at least in our world, to be up front with them and say, are you sure you heard what you heard about color, size, product, and everything? Because they want to take it and challenge you. And then when they challenge you, you have, in my opinion, you have no recourse other than to make a customer happy. And then sometimes that's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So you, and you're right, but and here's what I think part of that dilemma is. When I go to answer questions or find information out, many times, and I'm sure you guys are the same way, you're communicating with people in several cases. They have more knowledge than we do. They've been at it a lot longer, so they express themselves in a whole different way of our understanding. I think that we need to sometimes come down to a not a lesser level. What would we call that, Jeff?
Well, yeah, I don't want to say down to a lesser level.
Right.
This is something I learned years ago, and it's a thing that we've been doing with all of our clients lately is We go through the plans page by page, and we talk about everything on there because it's amazing how many times the client doesn't know even what type of windows are being installed or little things like that. And we just go through and we talk about each and every little detail so they know what it is they're buying, what it is they're paying for, however that goes. And talking about it like we're talking about it, not at the
other
level
levels,
that Steve
right.
and I would talk about
right.
something, right?
But I think in the industry, just from my standpoint, though, we're seeing different people coming from different states that are demanding you to go to a level that you really can't go to. They're expecting more because of right. where they're coming from, because of the restrictions they may have had at another state, and we don't have those restrictions here. So, they want to hold us to a higher standard. That's fine. We don't mind being held to a higher standard. But when they take you to task, that's what's really hard because you're dealing with them in good faith, and then all of a sudden they want to throw something out there that wasn't totally even in the conversation that they want you to perform.
Kind of like Mark, I bet, when you do a landscaping contract and you say to the owner, yes, well, we're going to plant 5 purple latinias. I know latinias aren't purple, but we're going to plant 5 purple latinias. Well, purple latinia might be its name, but it's really yellow. And
right.
the homeowner, they heard purple latinias. Wow, my plant's yellow, and you told me it would be purple.
Yes.
Kind of like the
so we've
thing.
Even gotten down as many pictures as possible
oh,
during our
good
presentations.
Idea. Okay.
As much description as possible, but that problem still can arise. And it simply is a color, like you were mentioning, Steve, and like in a pit, if we get a rock in 1 week, it could be a completely different color the
right.
next week. And they've signed off on that color.
And
it shows up. It's a little different, but we didn't have that control. It's a hard one to resolve.
Yep, we've been there with that one. So listeners, me with my 5 awesome gentlemen, you all had to take the place of 1 wingman. Wow.
We How have we to doing?
I think you're doing awesome. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more conversation with 5 of my very favorite industry partners. So don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the first show of Hammer Time in 2024. Okay, you guys, I always share a verbal joke. Bill was waiting for that, weren't you, Bill?
I was, yeah. A couple long anticipated.
I know, thank you. But sometimes they don't go over very well. Okay, so here's two bird nests, and here's one bird in a nest all by himself. And he says to his other bird in the nest, his next-door nesting neighbor, let's call it the next-door nesting neighbor, and there's a bird in that nest, and he says to this bird, "You've got to take a break from Pinterest, because in the next-door neighbor's nest are all these things, all these gadgets, all these picture frames, all these rugs." Do you not get it?
No.
Mark, yeah. Do you get it?
Well, because we struggle with a lot of people
that go
coming
to
up and they have, "I have Pinterest." Yes. When you see this, and it's from back east, and you're like, "Well, I can't really duplicate
here.
That."
But you said it was a verbal joke. Visual.
Oh, yeah.
That may fall under the visual. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. My visual jokes that I share verbally?
This is radio, Sandy.
Yeah, but do you not...
You got a verb 5 nose there.
Did not one of you not get it?
I did. It went over me, apparently. Yes.
Mark?
I know.
Are you trying to touch on the aspect of, like, our customers?
No, I was just trying to touch on the aspect of being
two birds and
charming
two nests.
And funny and delightful and glowing. All those things that we should be. Okay, Jeff wants to say something.
I have nothing to say.
Okay, back to conversation.
I'm going to say I got it just so I look better.
Way to go, Blair. I love you, man.
On the Pinterest note, though, I've had customers say, like, "Hey, can you do this?"
Yes.
And I'm like, "I can try." And like, a lot of times, like, it comes out pretty good. So.
But if you try and it doesn't come off to their expectations, what happens?
Try again.
Okay.
Until they like it.
But then they're kind of, that could be abuse. I mean, if...
Yeah, of time. But usually I'll mock something up and then I'll give them a picture and they'll be like, "I like that. Can you? When can you finish it?"
Okay.
I just like side stuff.
Okay.
Side work.
So, Bill, what's your biggest dilemma with some of these challenges? How do people come to you with Pinterest pictures?
All the time.
Oh.
Yeah, all the time. And
this is not the only one.
No, it's out there between that and still HGTV and them taking pictures of their TV and going, "I like what is on there." Those are all great. They give us great direction on where we want to be, but what they don't give us is the source of whatever that material may be or item. Like, "I love this lamp. Can you find it?" Well, where did you get this from? Well, it's from Pinterest, and then we have to try and search everywhere for...
And there's 500 million lamps in the United
States. Yeah, there's quite a few. So the one thing is always that challenge. And, you know, when we're looking at doing design work up front, we try and set the expectation. Look, it's great to look at Pinterest, but try and find a source for whatever that may be to try and eliminate some of the challenges that are going to take place later on. And they will take place. It's almost a guarantee. So.
You know what? I guess the way I look at it, it's life. There's challenges and opportunities every day.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
absolutely
faced with them every day. And how we adapt to them and handle them, I think, says a lot about, i.e., your companies and you as individuals and even YCCA. I mean, I don't make everybody happy. As hard as we try, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we have how many days left till Christmas, Blair? 360.
I can't count backwards like that. Oh, boy.
I know. So how's your life? Is good? All is good? You don't live in the city of Prescott anymore. How do you like living in the county?
I love it.
Good?
I have more space.
Cool.
I guess that's the main thing. It's not like I'm... That's another struggle that you have as you live in the city or you live out of the city.
but you're still functioning in the city doing business. But even though I have a business address and I create millions of dollars worth of revenue and a lot for the city, my vote or anything doesn't count now because I'm living in the county.
That's a tough one.
And when you, even though you're 6 miles outside the door, it goes back to the old water issue. If we close the door and we don't give them water, then they're going to build outside the fence. I mean, it's stupid because we all drive on the same roads. We all work with the same issues. And it should be more, a little bit more inclusive, at least, especially when it comes to the business world. There was a guy named Bill McMillan, and he got so frustrated with it over on 5th Street, where our warehouse was. He built two apartments in the back, and so he lived in one of them so that he could vote.
I love Bill McMillan. Yeah. He was a good man.
Yeah.
Truly missed.
Great man. Great man. So, Jeff, do you live in the city or the county or in a yurt in the mountains?
I live in the back of my truck on top of Mingus.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Eddie, do you live in a yurt, the back of your truck?
We live and operate out of Doobie Humble.
Okay, perfect. Mark?
Prescott.
Okay.
Just off Copper Basin.
Oh, cool.
I am the outsider of this group by a very large margin because I am in North Phoenix. I'm in Peoria.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I commute up here every single day and love it and wouldn't really change it for anything. So,
you know, and there's one thing I do want to say to our listeners and say to you guys. You make my heart so proud. You are there for me whenever I call or email. Mm-hmm. I could not be more proud and a happier girl than how you guys make me feel. So I love you very much. I'm happy you're in my life. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to sprinkle your new year with stars. I want to say sawdust, not really sawdust. How about some stardust?
We all know better than to ignore you.
That can't be true. Mark, is that true?
We don't want to be on the naughty list.
We have direct connections to Santa Claus.
Yes.
But, you know, that's what it's about. I mean, that's what's so cool about this community. Mm-hmm. You know, we're there for one another, and we're reaching out and helping. Okay, so Jeff, did you like eat black-eyed peas for New Year's Day? Do you do any of that stuff?
No. Is that a thing?
I think it's a thing.
Is it really?
Cornbread and black-eyed peas.
I had no idea.
Would you have hamburger and french fries?
New Year's Day, we had some ham and
black-eyed peas.
I don't remember any, but it could have been. Maybe the black-eyed peas were all gone by the time I got there.
Okay, could be. Yeah. Steve, Blair, black-eyed peas?
Absolutely. Okay. Long standing tradition going back generations.
Okay. Eddie?
Did not eat black-eyed peas, but we made scratch homemade pizzas. So.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's
my
a good one.
Kids love it, so as long as they're happy, I'm happy, and keeps the wife happy.
Okay, so cauliflower crust or real doughy crust?
We made actual dough for the kids, and then I did make cauliflower for my wife.
Okay.
She's,
Mark?
I went with carne asada. It was really good.
Okay, good. Bill?
You know what? Although I didn't eat his carne asada, I did have carne asada. Did not know anything about the black-eyed peas.
Seriously?
No,
seriously,
I did not either.
Never even heard of it.
Okay, we're going to find that on air or online or on the web.
Maybe Pinterest.
Make that three for carne asada over here.
Oh, you had carne asada.
Yeah. Yeah. Enchiladas in fond memory of the Prescott Brewing Company.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Did you know about black-eyed peas?
Yes, but I'm not a fan.
Okay. Wow, this is kind of interesting. Yeah, maybe Pinterest. What the heck? Okay, so tell me what you like best. Okay, is New Year's a really big deal, or we just roll from one year into the next and life just keeps going on? I have to take a break. It's kind of like going to bed every night and getting up in the morning. We do it every day.
Right.
So what's the diff with the new year, I wonder?
Look forward to all the taxes you have to pay.
Oh, great. Bumpy. We'll be right back. Don't move, listeners. We're here with Bill Edmonds, Renovations. Mark I always mispronounce it.
Vetteri.
Vetteri, Manzanita Landscaping. Eddie Bailey, Northern Desert.
Northern Arizona Desert Dogs.
Desert Dogs, Northern Arizona. Arizona.
N-A-Z-D-D.
Got it. Jeff Falls, Haley Construction, Steve Blair, Arizona Blind Brothers. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, Happy New Year. You're back on air with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Miss Sandy and her five top drawer guys are here this morning. So we were talking about a new year, which just keeps rolling right into another year. I mean, is it a big deal?
Nope.
Okay, Eddie, a big deal?
No, not really.
Steve, it is a big deal with you because you have to pay more taxes, you said.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but, you know, the bottom line is if you've been successful and if you have a bad accountant, not saying I do, but if you do, and they're not keeping on top of your quarterlies, and at the end of the year they want to tell you you need to come up with $30,000 the 15th of January.
Then you wish that year hadn't come forward.
Yeah. Well, or you wish maybe business wouldn't have been so good, but I can't say that either. So
it's a tough one.
Yeah, see, we're just blessed to be as busy as we are, and I appreciate that.
Jeff, you don't care about the year rolling over into another year. Bill, do you?
From a business perspective, it's kind of unique and just same old on that. But from a personal perspective, I always look forward to a new year.
But, okay, so do you all think, oh, my gosh, I'm getting older?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, every hour.
Yes.
Every day.
So it's happening.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It's here.
Uh-huh.
So we came out of the womb a gazillion years ago, and now look where we are.
A gazillion years older.
So would you make any changes in your life, Bill, if you could? If I could just sprinkle you some stardust right now and be your genie in a bottle, what change would you make?
I wouldn't.
You would keep everything the same?
Keep it exactly the way it was.
Schooling, everything.
Everything, because I like where I'm at. Okay. You know, and if you change one aspect of that, it changes everything after that.
Kind of like a domino effect.
Exactly. So,
Mark, I'm your genie. I'm sprinkling you with stardust. What would you change?
Change or?
Yeah. From when you came out of the womb to now. Would you still be a landscaper?
I might have been better in my teens, you know what I mean? But other than that, I mean, I feel pretty good of where I have gotten to. So, yeah.
Those teen mistakes haven't really changed you. They probably made us a better person.
Definitely. Maybe more conscious of certain
what
things.
What not to
for
do.
Sure, yes.
Okay. Eddie, did you make mistakes as a teenager?
Oh, of course. I believe everybody does as a teenager. That's what you learn from, and that's how you become who you are.
Okay, so if I'm your genie, what would you change?
Not much. Honestly, I like who I am as a person.
Okay.
I'm actually pretty happy with where I'm at in life. If anything, I'd say the economy. Change that for me? Can you change that for all of us? Actually, how about we take all of our wishes and we just have it change the economy?
Yeah, perfect.
Bring all the prices down of materials.
Good answer. Jeff, this is going to be good, you guys. Let's see what Jeff says. I'm your little genie, and I'm sprinkling you with stardust.
No pressure. You're trying to spread this rumor that I'm grumpy and then I'm this. And there's maybe a shred of truth to that. But actually, I've been very blessed. And I have a million things to be thankful for.
Yes.
And I wouldn't change anything for any of that. So.
Not even what you did in school or where nothing. You wouldn't want to go live on a Hawaiian island someplace and be a beach bum?
No, I'm happy in the back of my truck on the top of me.
Perfect. Okay, Mr. Blair, I'm sprinkling you with stardust.
The only thing I would change is the fact that if I didn't have so many artificial parts in my body, one, and allergies, two. Other than that, it's perfect.
I think that's kind of wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, we have great lives. We love who we are. We try to make a difference every day. I think that's pretty doggone cool because there's a lot of people that don't have that, mm-hmm. either for their own well-being. They're causing it and bringing it on themselves.
Yeah.
They've suffered hardships.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're a pretty awesome group.
I think it's one of the coolest things about being a business owner is the opportunities you can create for your team and the people and the community.
Perfect.
And the and the impacts you can make to others' lives.
And we do that.
Every day.
Every day we try to make an impact.
Yeah. And, you know, I just have to say, because it is who I am, but the problem is you have people that have moved here and they use the adage of good old boys as a negative indication of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But the good old boys are who built this community.
I love our good old boys.
And the very reasons why people have moved here is because of the good old boys.
And you know what? Now that you say that, Mayor Marlon Kirkendall was one of my favorite, most awesomest, best ever.
You just liked his hugs.
I did love his hugs, and I loved his smile, and he always called me, and I loved Mayor Marlon.
Yep.
One of the
good old boys.
Yep. Yep, a good man. Mm-hmm. And you're all good men.
Thank you.
And I'm a good girl.
Sometimes.
Yes.
So we're not changing anything about 2024. We're rolling ahead. We're doing everything maybe a little bit. We're going to try to be better.
Yeah.
Do it better.
Always.
Pay more attention.
Always.
Eat more carbs or less carbs?
Less carbs.
Less carbs.
I'm eating more. Whatever they don't eat, I'll eat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, into carbs?
I don't care about carbs, no.
So you eat them?
He lives in the back of the truck. He needs energy.
Yeah, that's right, you do.
Stay warm.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Steve, carbs?
I try to limit them, but sometimes it's hard to do.
Dang, I love that bread.
That's the warm food. Yeah.
The bread.
A burger with just lettuce wrapped around it's not.
Doesn't cut it. I know. It doesn't. No. And Trader Joe's has the best olive bread. Oh, I can just go put it in the oven and eat the whole thing.
I'm a sourdough fanatic.
Oh, bread.
Fresh sourdough.
Okay, vanilla ice cream, cheese pizza, french fries.
Yeah. I'll take it all.
I'll take it all.
Carne
asada? I don't know.
It's like Dairy Queen breaking resolution since 1962.
That's funny. Carbs, yeah. What would the world be like without carbs? Oh, what would the world be like without carbs and contractors?
Boring.
Very good.
Everybody'd be probably hangry. Yeah. A lot more irritating people, probably.
That's funny. Jeff, no carbs, no contractors.
No contractors would be pretty flat.
It would be flat.
Yeah.
Mark, that's funny. A hamburger with lettuce just doesn't cut it. How about sushi? Do you guys like sushi?
Yes,
I do.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
I'm not a huge fan.
You're not?
No. I'll eat some, but it's just not.
I'm not a fan at all.
Bill shaking his head. Yeah. Eddie?
Oh, I love it. Found that there's a exiting town after the Circle K going back over towards Prescott Valley, the Kyoko Grill.
I've never been there. Do they have good sushi?
They're pretty
That's
good.
Where you go, Jeff?
Yep. Right by the college right
Yes.
there.
Yes. Okay.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about then.
Yep.
Blair?
Sometimes. I'd rather have it warmed up.
Sushi warmed up? It's time for a break.
You're going to eat shrimp or you're going to eat salmon.
They have good teriyaki steak at Coco Grill, though. So.
Okay, your foodies, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy
Griffiths.
We are
back on air with Hammer Time with Bill Edmonds Renovations, Mark Vittieri, Manzanita Landscaping, Eddie Bailey, Northern Arizona Desert Dogs. Did I do it?
You did it.
Yay, finally. Jeff Falls. Our curmudgeon who lives in the back of his truck on top of Mingus.
That's me.
Haley Construction and Steve Blair, Arizona Blind Brothers. Okay.
Just don't ask him how he showers.
Once a week like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a contractor. Okay.
$20 a month, I can shower at Planet Fitness all I want.
So, Bill, share what are some of your thoughts for our listeners? The microphone is yours.
Wow, no pressure.
No.
You know, be creative and be realistic in whatever you're designing, for whether it's landscape, whether it's a new home, whether it's anything. And be patient. Very, very patient.
Exactly. Patience.
Yes.
Patience,
so
yes.
That's some of the best advice I can give everybody right now.
Perfect. Mark, best advice?
Hire a licensed contractor. Because, again, we see that a lot, especially in our industry, there's a lot of guys that are doing things without the licensure, and it makes it hard for us.
And I'm out there reporting them. I will let you know, I have my very own ROC
complaint hotline.
I have my own account.
Good.
And I've reported like 6 people already.
Yep.
I love it with my little camera. I'm out there being a Snoop Dogg.
I love you doing that, but you know what? There's never a resolution because nobody comes back and says we fixed the problem.
No, I will talk to you about the one we reported.
Okay.
Okay, Eddie, what are your words of wisdom?
When you hire a licensed contractor, we're out there to help you and fix your problem and your issue. Remember, if it's broken, it can be fixed. If everybody thinks it can be fixed, just remember everything's figure-outable.
I like that, figure-outable.
That's our motto. It's on our website.
Figure-outable.
And we're there to help, not make things harder on you.
Perfect. Jeffrey.
Well, it's hard being fourth in the line.
Okay.
You know,
just say it's figure-outable.
Wisdom. It is figure-outable, and I'm going to steal that.
That's our motto, man. It's on our website.
Put a trademark on it quickly.
Oh, weird.
I think patience is a good one. I think somebody else said that, too. But it's still, I mean, it's hard to believe this, but it's still tough to get things.
And, it is.
People don't. They think it's all over and everything's back to normal, and there are things we have to wait over a year to get, and you know that makes it hard to even start projects.
So no, you're right.
Patience,
on.
Patience, patience, and plan.
And nothing. And you know, one of my red flags. I don't know what you guys think about this. Well, Sandy, I hired this guy because he could start my job in 2 weeks, and everybody else I talked to couldn't start it for at least 3 months.
Yeah.
Do you know what a big red flag that is?
Yes.
Huge.
It's huge.
Because the best projects are done with planning.
Correct.
Like Jeff
Correct.
Said. I mean,
they just went through that very same thing.
Okay, Mr. Blair, we saved the best for last. Can you say it? Figure-outable.
Figure-outable. it's important to understand that we're all here to do the right thing, and trying to figure everything out is what we're all about. And unfortunately, there's some bad actors that are out there, and there always will be, that make you look bad because they'll come in and say, oh, yeah, we can do it better than you, and we can undercut your price by 20 or 30%, but they're not comparing the same product.
Right, apples to apples.
It's coming from China or it's coming from Mexico instead of being made in the United States. So we hear all kinds of things, and I think probably the best word is patience.
And, again, I like the apples to apples with contracts. If there is at all the slightest inkling of an unbalanced contract, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I try to drill that home with everybody. A lot of people, I tell homeowners, they can bring their contracts into me, and we sit down and I go over 3 or 4 of them, whatever they brought in, and I circle the questions and say, here you go. Go figure this out.
You know, if I wish I had a crystal ball sometimes. Because this just happened. There was a project that came through, and all the local guys bid it, and all the local guys were pretty much really close together.
Right.
And an out-of-state guy came in way low. And I'd like to be able to see, in the end, where they really
end up.
Yeah.
With their change orders.
Because how do you come from
way out,
2 states away?
Yeah.
And just crush all these, you know, who were all the same. We all have the same numbers, just using the same guys.
That should have been a huge red flag to that potential client.
Money talks.
And I think service after the sale is huge.
Yes.
So, I mean, when you start talking about whether you're doing renovations or what you do or what all the guys in here do. The bottom line is you have to stand behind who you are. So.
And return those phone calls.
Always.
Always. Mark, you're really good. Bill, you're awesome. Steve, you're awesome.
Yeah, I don't
Jeff,
know about that.
You call.
I call.
Yes.
Everybody.
So return those phone calls and at least leave a message. Mm-hmm. Call them at, I call people back at 7 o'clock at night, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
That's one of my favorite things to do is actually communication with the customer or the client. Like you'd be surprised. Like, I don't know if everybody does it, but, like, there's a job I'm on right now, and it's a tenant improvement. But at least once a week, I'm walking it with the customer, alleviating issues.
Perfect.
And talking about the contract and explaining what we're doing and what she signed. Mm-hmm. And it alleviates a lot of that.
So see, Eddie, it is figure outable.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. How do we spell that?
You can look at our website.
Oh. Okay. So, Bill, share your phone number and website.
Website is www.renovationsaz.com, and you can reach us at 928-445-8506.
Perfect. Mark.
ManzanitaLandscapingInc.com is our website, and you can reach us at 928-848-8025.
Jeff, so you don't have to go fourth. How about going third?
You can find us at HaleyConstructionAZ.com or call us at 928-445-1281 and ask for Jeff.
Perfect. Mr. Blair.
BlindBrothersAZ.com, and I think the phone number is 928-776-1845.
Perfect. Eddie.
That is nazdesertdogs.dog, D-O-G. Our phone number you can reach us at is 928-533-1888, and ask for Lacey or Edward.
Perfect. So, listeners, you can come to our home show in May. You'll meet Bill from Renovations, Mark from Manzanita, Eddie from Northern Arizona Desert Dogs. Yeah. Ooh, I got it. And Steve Blair from Arizona Blind Brothers. Jeff, Haley Construction are not home show participants, but your team is always there to help us maybe drive some forklifts, maybe help with move in, move out. You're always there,
carry
buddy.
Stuff from your car.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, you do that for
get
me.
Get you coffee.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I love it. Everything. Yeah. Run and get lunch. Yep. You know what? I like being the girl.
Princess.
The princess.
Nobody kills a princess.
Listeners, what a terrific show. When we come back, we will wrap it up with my five awesome guests this morning, contractors extraordinaire. So don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You guys, best show ever for the new year.
That was
pretty good, wasn't it?
That makes up for the burn.
Oh, yeah. I still crack myself up. I loved having you here. This was awesome. Yes, we missed Mike, but wait till he finds out. Five of you.
I know it.
That's pretty impressive, don't you think?
I agree.
Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Anytime.
Oh, wow, Eddie. So it was good?
Yeah.
You got nervous, but you did okay.
I wasn't nervous. I just didn't know what to expect.
And we said, sit down, hang on, and go with the flow.
I didn't have a contract to read.
Mr. Jeff?
Anytime you want me.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Steve?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. So do you have some news that you want to share with the listeners real quick? Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, perfect. We can do
I'll
that.
Be like when the Jeff, not yet.
Okay, when the time is right, we can do that. Not yet, but
not
I
yet,
know.
Not yet.
Okay. So happy New Year, listeners. I enjoyed being with my five fantastic men this morning on Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Remember to call me, 778-0040. If you need a contractor, want to file a complaint, have any questions, we are here for you. So until next weekend, I say wear your seatbelt, use your turn signal, and smile.
Have a great new year.
Happy New Year.
Everybody be safe. Happy New Year.
Wear protection.
That could be a seatbelt.
That's right.
Okay. PPE.
Yeah, PPE. Wear your PPE.
Seatbelt. Seatbelt your loved ones in. That means your bottles of wine.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down.